The Lafayette Children's Choir is preparing their next concert, Voices in the Night, coming up Saturday, November 3rd at 4 o'clock. You guys are at a new location. Is that sort of fun? Joining me in the studio is Leanne Starkey, their conductor. Hello.
Hello.
Is it fun to be in a new place?
It is. It's exciting just because our choir has grown and we were looking for a bigger place to sing when it could hold more audience members, and we're really looking forward to our partnership.
So when we come Saturday afternoon, it's at 4 o'clock, and lots of information at LafayetteChildrensChoir.org. What do we expect to see? How many choirs are going to be performing?
We have four choirs still, kindergarten through high school. So all four will be performing.
Wow. That's amazing to be able to have that age range. Is it constant listening to find new rep for young people and old favorites, I'm sure, but is it sometimes challenging to find stuff for kids?
It is and it isn't. There is lots and lots of musical repertoire out there, but when we have these themed concerts like we do, sometimes finding a very specific, you know, genre or theme we're going for, that can get a little tricky, but we've not run into too many problems.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's called Voices in the Night, and it's at 4 o'clock at Christ United Methodist Church. In the studio with me is Leanne Starkey. So tell us a little bit about the songs we're going to hear, and this is just after Halloween, mm-hmm. So that's perfect in the, you know, Day of the Dead, the Dies,
yes.
You know. You know, we're going to hear some Coco selections. What are you going to hear on the concert?
It's going to be a very family-friendly, fun event. All kind of that spooky Halloween kind of repertoire. Anything from trolls to just scary monsters, or even just the idea of, like, I hear something out there, you know. But it's definitely family-friendly, and it'll be very fun, and you'll hear quite a variety.
Yeah, I know that these themes are really fun for the kids, mm-hmm. and fun for the families to be able to come and hear these, you know, hear them perform. I imagine that this is one of those things that it's outside of school, mm-hmm. you know, that this is, you know, extracurricular activity, that there's some really nice lessons to be learned, even though they're outside of school, of anything from
absolutely.
Musicianship to just getting along and following directions, mm-hmm. I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many musical skills, of course, that they learn, and we reinforce what their local school is teaching them. But things like teamwork, just like if you're on a sports team, you know, singing in a choir, you have to work together to make it work. So teamwork, responsibility, all kinds of extra lessons.
Yeah, the Lafayette Children's Choir is performing, and it amazes me, the fun songs that you come up along. I know there's Dry Bones and Skin and Bones. And then I love, there's this really beautiful Brahms song,
yes.
In the Still Night, you know, mm-hmm. That, again, just gives me sort of goosebumps. I think,
yes.
about kids singing Brahms. That's got to be fun to share with them. For, you know, so for some of them, it's the first time they're performing Brahms.
Oh, absolutely. And for some of them, the first time they've probably sung in German. So it's been a challenge, but it's a beautiful piece, and they're really starting to get a hold of it.
Yeah. Leanne Starkey is my guest, and we're looking forward to it. So there's four choirs.
Mm-hmm.
Do they actually, besides rehearsing and performing themselves, do they actually get together and perform together?
They do. We will perform at the end of the concert, the Benjamin Britten, Old Abram Brown. So they'll perform each on their own, and then we'll have a big finale piece.
Oh my goodness, that'll be fun. That'd be nice to see. It's at a new spot, so if you've been used to it, it's just down the road, Christ United Methodist Church. It's what, 18th?
And Veterans Memorial.
Okay, so
yes.
Want to plan ahead for that. Lots of parking, easy to do. I always am curious, what if I hear about this, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh wow, the Lafayette Children's Choir. What should I do if I'm interested in having my child be a part of the program?
Well, there's lots of information online at LafayetteChildrensChoir.org, or you can email us at info@LafayetteChildrensChoir.org, and we'll get you a visit to our choirs or an audition or anything you need to get involved.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Voices in the Night. And I know a little later in December, you guys mm-hmm. have another concert
yes,
coming up with the Lafayette Master Chorale, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, we're looking forward to those. We hope you come back.
Thank you. I would love to.